This is so exciting, Lou. I love this. We have some very special guests in the studio, Lou. Tori and Titch.
Yeah.
Tori and Titch are here, Lou.
And Sonia and Melissa from the Albury Wodonga Animal Rescue.
And Sonia and Melissa too.
Hi.
Yeah, so we've got two doggos in the studio, as my kids like to call them. And so little Titch, I'm guessing, is like a Kelpie cross pup.
He's a purebred Kelpie.
Oh, he's a purebred Kelpie. Look, he's just adorable.
He's adorable.
10 weeks old. Look at him. His little ears are up.
Oh, you've got him in your arms. And, Lou, the dog that I've got here, and I wasn't meaning to be rude, ladies. I'm just so excited about having dogs in the studio that they had to come first.
That's okay.
Tori is magnificent. She's very ugly but gorgeous at the same time. She's like this big Mastiff cross. What is she, Melissa?
Great Dane Mastiff cross.
She's lovely. She's the nicest
temperament.
She's
a real sweetie. And she shook my hand when she came into the studio.
So what's her story? Why did she end up at the Albury Wodonga Animal Rescue?
Well, it's really just a sad story. Unfortunately, she was surrendered due to no fault of her own. Her family just didn't have time for her anymore. Aww. And sadly, that happens way too often in this world. So she's a little bit heartbroken and confused at the moment.
Yeah.
But we're hopeful with her beautiful manners and ugly gorgeousness.
Gorgeous.
We'll be able to find her the perfect forever home.
So how old is she, sorry?
She's 5.
Okay.
5, yeah, and she's beautiful. She's got so much, she'd be so wonderful with a family, I reckon.
Yeah,
she's a gentle giant.
Yeah.
And sometimes big dogs can be a little bit off-putting because they look a bit scary, but often they're the big softies.
Yeah. So how many dogs do you currently have?
Oh, goodness, that's a big question. It's constantly changing. I would say there's at least 40 dogs in foster care around Albury Wodonga,
Lou's getting licked.
I'm getting kisses on the chin.
And how many cats? Do you have a lot of cats as well?
Yeah, lots of cats as well. And I couldn't actually tell you that number because, again, they're spread out across foster carers all over the place. But it's a never-ending problem. Issue, unfortunately.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And what percentage of the pets that you end up with are surrendered? So they've already been family pets. Is it a lot of people that surrender their pets due to whatever circumstance?
Yeah. Yeah,
that really surprises me. I couldn't do it.
No, it's heartbreaking. And as I was just saying before, you know, I've been there for surrenders and I walked away crying. And I don't know how Ella, our president, she's a superhero because she can do it day in, day out and then be able to rehabilitate and rehome these dogs. It's amazing.
All right, now, Sonia, you're raising money at the moment.
Yes, fundraising.
Now, of course, that's all important and you should give generously for a magnificent organisation and for these wonderful dogs and cats. How are you raising money?
At the moment, we have a pie drive. Hot Bake is making the pies and we're selling them. We've got order forms situated at Todd's Tasty Treats out in Lavington, Albury Cat Rescue, and the Gables Cafe over in Wodonga. Or I can be contacted on the Facebook pages for Albury Wodonga Animal Rescue and Albury Cat Rescue.
Yep.
And yesterday I have organised a chocolate fundraiser and the people have just taken to it.
Yeah.
I was up till about 11 o'clock last night with the responses have been overwhelming and I really want to run with it if it's going to be such a good response.
Yeah, excellent.
Then working towards Christmas, we're going to have a music function at
The Bend at Elbow,
which the girls had last year and was absolutely huge. So hopefully we can repeat that again.
Brilliant.
And then we're going to our Christmas wrapping.
Fantastic. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
You do the Christmas wrapping every year, don't you?
Every year.
West End Plaza.
Yes.
Yeah.
And out at Lavington.
Yeah, perfect.
So for those that want to find out all of the stuff that you're doing, I would imagine the best place is probably the Facebook page, would it be? Yeah.
Yes.
And what is that?
AWAR, Albury Wodonga Animal Rescue, and Albury Cat Rescue also has a Facebook page.
All right, help out as much as you can, and Lou,
so adorable.
Your little Titch
is... obviously, all puppies are adorable, so, you know, but they then grow into big dogs, and I think that's part of the issue, too, with animals being surrendered.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
People get an adorable puppy, their kids love it for a few months while it's an adorable puppy, and then it's a big dog that needs exercise and care and training. So,
you know what? No excuse. People should know that a puppy grows
course,
up to a dog.
Absolutely.
So that's another story.
Yeah, it really is. But absolutely, help out Albury Wodonga Animal Rescue. And if you are in the market for a pet, Don't go and buy a new one. Rehome one.
That's right. Sonia, Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having us.
And finally, again, the Facebook page is...
Aubrey Wodonga Animal Rescue and Aubrey Cat Rescue.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tori. Thank you. And Titch.
Thank you, Titch. Oh, my God.
It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. It's Lou and Matt.